What can you make out of a man, a horse, and a gun? Henry Mancini makes it sound like this from Amateur Music. Ted Steele, I think. I'm not sure because strange things are happening around here. A lady claims her rocking chair is haunted. And Henry Morgan comes out flatly against heckling. Henry Morgan? Well, anything can happen to this dear world. Steve and Edie might even sing it.
Please take your medicine, dear world. Please keep your pressure down, dear. He'll bring the roses back to your cheeks. For you've been a pilot and warrior. Stick out your tongue and say, ah, we'll give you plasma and tonic by the spoon. So be a dear world. Take your medicine, dear world. Keep your pressure down, dear world. And get well soon.
You've got to save your own highway.
Halloween seems to have come a little early for Mrs. Ruth Adams of Springfield, Tennessee, a quiet, gentle lady who likes nothing better than to relax in her rocking chair. But her spooky rocking chair has some scary ideas of its own. And Mrs. Adams rocked Monitor's Dick McMahon with details.
Mrs. Adams, what does your rocking chair do?
Well, it's not so much what my chair does as it is the reaction that people have who sit in the chair.
And what reactions are they?
Well, anything from goose pimples to severe headache or stiffness or prickly tickling feeling. I had one lady to sit in it whose feet swelled so bad that she had to take both shoes off. And when she left to go home, she had her shoes under her arm.
Does this chair affect everybody in an unusual way?
No. There are those who make fun of it and say there's nothing to it. Usually, it will not affect those people.
In other words, it doesn't work for skeptics.
That's right. I had some people here one day, two couples, who wanted to make some pictures. And it was the men who were making so much fun of it. And the ladies were successful in getting pictures of themselves in the chair, but the flash bulbs would never work when the men sat in the chair.
Now, how do you account for all of this?
Well, I really don't know unless it's just, I just don't know.
How long ago was it that you first discovered that the chair does have mysterious qualities?
About the time that, I'd say about 3 or 4 months after I bought it at the auction sale.
How many years ago?
About 4 years ago.
And when was the most recent case of someone experiencing something like that?
Only last week.
And what happened to them?
I had two ladies who came and sat in it, and they both took a headache. One of them kept reaching down, scratching the back of her leg, and she said, there's something tickling my leg. Just to see what she'd say, I said, oh, no, I don't guess it is. I don't think it is. Couldn't be. And a few minutes, right in the middle of a conversation, she says, I know it is something tickling my leg. So just things like that.
Do you sit in this chair regularly?
Yes, I sit in the chair just, I'd say, about every day.
And do you experience anything?
Nothing whatsoever. I've had people tell me that they wouldn't stay here in the house with it for anything in the world. They wouldn't have it in their home. And I don't feel that way about it. I'm not afraid of it. I sit in it, as I said, most every day.
Is it for sale, Mrs. Adams?
Absolutely not.
All right. Our guest has been Mrs. Ruth Adams of Springfield, Tennessee, who owns a spooky rocking chair. And this is Dick McMahon for Monitor.
I don't want to sound impertinent, Mrs. Adams, but did it ever occur to you that you might have less trouble if you were off your rocker? Jimmy Webb writes them and Glenn Campbell sings them. And by the time you get to Phoenix, this one may be an even bigger hit. Wichita Lineman.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road. Thank you.
so young that this is the first year he'll be able to vote. A great career already behind him, and what a career stretching out ahead, huh? This is Ted Steele, 17 minutes after the hour. You're on the Monitor Beacon.
Mrs. Harriet Weider is a Democrat. On November 5th, she's going to vote for Richard Nixon. Here's why.
As a lifelong Democrat, we have never had the inclination to vote other than the Democratic ticket or for a Democratic candidate. This is the first time in the history of my life and my husband's life that we've made the decision to vote for a man of decision, Richard Nixon, who is a candidate, as it happens, for the Republican Party, but a candidate for the presidency of the United States. And our country, and we as citizens of this country, are looking for leadership for our country in times when this country needs it so desperately. Richard Nixon's a man of the hour to us, a man of destiny, and a man of decisiveness.
Whatever your party, this time vote like your whole world depended on it. This time, Nixon. The preceding pre-recorded political announcement was paid for by the Nixon Agnew Victory Committee.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York. A fine actress passed away recently, Bea Benaderet, whose latest role was the mother in TV's Petticoat Junction. But one of the things she helped make happen in those last weeks was the recording of some songs by the girls who played her daughters in the comedy series. They didn't know it at the time, but it has a special poignancy now.
If you could only be me and see how wonderful you are.
From Petticoat Junction. Now, Henry Morgan, who has spent the greater part of his adult life heckling those whom he thought should be heckled, has some thoughts about some newcomers to the game.
Something new has been added to our weirdly wonderful world of politics. Something that was and is popular in England but hasn't been heard of in this country for many years. The heckler. In England, the heckler heckles by interrupting the speaker to ask embarrassing questions. In the land of the free, home of the brave, the heckler just opens his mouth and makes noises. He doesn't care what the speaker's talking about. He's merely against. He may be against war or against peace or against Fidel Castro. He believes in freedom of speech as long as he's doing the speaking. He likes the idea of freedom of thought, except if they are other people's thoughts. What he really believes in is his own ideas, which unfortunately he hasn't quite worked out yet. What he has most of to offer to the world is a slightly smaller than average brain and a slightly larger than average mouth. Freedom, says the speaker. Boo, says the heckler. Democracy, says the speaker. Yeah, says the heckler. Peace, says the speaker. Yah, yah, booyah, says the heckler. Well, we have to face it. The heckler has the right. If we shut the dummy up, unfortunately, ultimately, we'll be shutting one another up. Each of us knows in his heart that he is right. The trouble is, the other fellow knows he's right, too. The question is either guy right enough to shut the other guy up? No. Either everybody's free, or nobody is. The whole history of the world proves it. The loudmouth with the dirty hair, dirty feet, and dirty beads, and sometimes a dirty mouth, still must have the right. It's a sorry thing to watch or to hear, but we must watch it, and we must hear it, or we lose our strength. All we can do is grin and bear it. Go ahead, loudmouth. You are free, and I am free, and nothing in the long run will make any difference but the truth. There's another way of heckling. It's called the filibuster. All you do is keep talking forever till the other guy gives up. He may never have a chance to speak his mind or even to vote. Still, even this kind of heckling's necessary. It gives the minority a way of not being crushed by the majority. After all, we live by what we call majority rule. But is the majority always right? No, they just outnumber the minority. Well, friends, we've proved what we set out to prove. I'm within my rights, you're within your rights. The loudmouth is within his rights. That's the name of the game, ladies and gents. It's called democracy. Let's keep it. This is Henry Morgan, who's allowed to open his big mouth because that's the name of the game.
And the name of the man is Morgan. Tomorrow afternoon, Happy Henry is host of Monitor. Among his guests, singer-actress Shaney Wallace, comedian and professional nice guy Stanley Myron Handelman, actor Daniel Massey, son of Raymond, who has some sharp comments about censorship, both for and against. Monitor regulars Bob Considine, Joe Garagiola, and Dr. Joyce Brothers will speak up. And there's a late report by the Gallup poll. Tomorrow afternoon on Monitor. And don't forget to turn your clocks back tonight if daylight saving time ends where you live, so you can meet Henry on time. Right now, Jerry Vale.
That girl would be so pretty if it weren't for her eyes. She's always crying. That girl would be so pretty if it weren't for her lips. She's always lying.
Citizens for Humphrey Muskie.
The quality called toughness is a good quality for a president to have. Lincoln was tough. So was Teddy Roosevelt. So was Harry Truman. But there is more to toughness in this high office than sounding like John Wayne or fuming like George Wallace. In 1955, Senator Hubert Humphrey took on a tough fight. During a Republican administration, he proposed an atomic test ban treaty. Mr. Nixon denounced it as a cruel hoax, but Humphrey didn't think Nixon was right. With tough persistence, Humphrey fought for the measure, stuck with it for 6 years until the treaty was finally signed in the Kennedy administration. Humphrey knows how to turn distant dreams into workable facts. In the best sense of the word, he will be a tough president, acting in the best interests of all of us.
Jimmy Wisner's sound, La Playa. Near you in Providence, Rhode Island, we're heard on WJAR throughout the southern New England area. I'm Ted Steele, and Providence and all others willing, I'll be back with you shortly if you leave well enough alone.
Stop! Don't touch that guy! We'll be back on monitor in just a while.
I'm a harbor tugboat, and you'll be hearing about me this half hour. Now, here's what's his name.
The name is Ted Steele, and on monitor this half hour, a talking tugboat? What's a tugboat got to talk about? Maybe he's running for office. Well, there's nothing to do but wait and find out. And listen to monitor music. Poor Jack Sinajil.
Hey, mister, I know nothing about you. I'll never know the hardships you've been through.
I'm songs about the things you do. Hey, 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 mister.
You may not think that a hippie would give you the clothes off his or her back, but according to Monitor's Linda Sutter, that's just what's about to happen in a roundabout way if you listen to the experts on fashion trends.
Whatever people might feel about hippies and yippies, this year it's very in to dress like them. The fashion look this year is costume, with a capital C, and the more bizarre and outlandish you look, the more stylish you should feel. Not long ago, it was easy for the uninitiated to tell the so-called normal from the so-called oddballs, and it was popular to feign bewilderment at a shaggy, oddly clad young couple, and to ask each other which was the boy and which the girl, all the time feeling very secure that young people you knew were safely clad in skirts and gray flannels, with one or two of the more adventurous harboring a miniskirt or two in her closet. Now that's all changed. At least that's what the fashion experts tell us. And if we care to look around, that's what we can see with our own eyes. An ideal costume for a young girl today would consist of the following. Hippie hair, which is long straight hair hanging straight and unadorned, except possibly for a headband across her forehead, the way the Apache Indians used to do it in old Western movies. The Indian look, by the way, is one of the major fashion influences. A full-sleeved shirt with a vest, either mock Russian or mock Moroccan, or just extravagantly embroidered. It should be either a very bright color or very fully embroidered, and it's very important to the ensemble. She should wear pants, possibly bell-bottoms. Pants are being proclaimed as the fashion look this year. But she could also wear a dirndl-styled skirt. Her stockings would be colored or patterned, and she should wear either boots or the chunkiest shoes she can find. And the ensemble would be topped off with a large, colorful scarf and as many chains and love beads as she could wear around her neck and her waist. If this sounds a little cluttered to you, a little junky, it should. The more haphazard-looking the end result, the more successful the dresser. This look takes nerve and imagination, but then young people today certainly aren't lacking those. This is Linda Sutter reporting for This Younger Generation on Monitor.
It's the way that I live, and I like it that way. Fall in love when I choose, win or lose, why refuse love? It's the way that I live, every night, every day. Though I may break the rules, only fools never use love. With tomorrow an uncertain fact, I am using today to react to attractions my head tells me I cannot deny my heart. So I'll go on this way, making love night and day. Who is there to deny? This is why we are living. Criticize if you will, I am still as contented as lovers can be. And the way that I live is the way for me. With tomorrow an uncertain fact, I am using today to react to attractions my head tells me I cannot deny. Go on this way, making love night and day. Who is there to deny? This is why we are living. Criticize if you will, I am still as contented as lovers can be. And the way that I live is the way. Thank you.
I were Jack Jones and married to Jill St. John, I think I'd sing, too, about the way that I live. But I should care. I have you here on the Monitor Beacon.
Where does your money go? Well, you probably loosen up a bit when you're spending for a swinging time. Otherwise, generally speaking, you measure it by that thing called budget. What about when you give to your United Way campaign in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut? Well, your dollars go for many needed community services together. And right up at the top of the setup is a budget committee, your budget committee. The committee includes knowledgeable volunteers from business, labor, church, professions, and the home. They go over the budgets of all agencies in your United Fund or Community Chest. They see to it that your gift works hard for the community's children, young people, families, elderly, and sick. Your money works many wonders the United Way. What's the right combination for opening the day? Big Listen and music, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. This is Big, inviting you to turn to Radio 66 and start your day right on WNBC.
WNBC, Radio 66, New York.
Every singer is rushing forward to do this song now. Dionne Warwick was among the first, which proves that it's just as important to a career to pick 'em as it is to sing 'em.
Promises, promises, I'm up through with promises, promises now. I don't know how I got the nerve to walk out if I shall remember.
Perhaps without even knowing it. For example, if you ever listened to a soap opera, you might have heard this voice.
Okay, Sky. Yeah, Penny and I will find them. Yeah, they're just around the corner.
Or this.
Yeah, Rush. Oh, hi, Mr. Gook.
Or if you ever listened to a kid's show, you might have heard this voice.
Yes. Hello there, boys and girls. Hello.
Or 1,000 other voices and sounds in shows and commercials during the last 30 years. And the man who did them all is with me now. Say hello in your own voice, please, Johnny Coons.
Hello. Nice to be here, Ted.
Let's bring your career up to date, Johnny. You're now involved in a new venture. I think you call it Sound Around. What's that all about?
Well, I'm touring for a toy company. They have a new talking puzzle called Sound Around, and I did the voice track on these puzzles. There are 6 different ones. And it's kind of an interesting thing because it's a new innovation in sound reproduction for children's toys. It doesn't work with batteries or any electronics.
Well, would you introduce me to the cast of characters in Sound Around, Johnny?
Well, I can give you one right off the end of my elbow called the Little Tugboat.
Chug-a-chug, chug-a-chug, chug-a-chug. I'm a busy harbor tug. I help the ships from far-off places fit into their proper spaces.
And he goes on from there. We have a fire chief, and we have a fire engine, and we have a little red airplane, and we have Humpty Dumpty, and we have farm animals, and the choo-choo train. So there's 6 different ones, and they're basic because they're the old type. For instance, things, everyday things around us, not in the space age necessarily. We think maybe they get enough of that when they pass the age of 7. They're designed for 3 to 7-year-old.
Are the youngsters more sophisticated today than when you began performing, Johnny? Have you had to change your basic approach at all?
I don't really think so. I know people will argue this point, but I've had children's shows. I did a show in Chicago on NBC for 8 years locally, and then I had a network, 2 network shows out there, Panhandle Pete and Jennifer. Really, in the younger groups, I don't see any change. They all react the same. They're a little more advanced, sure, because they watch television and everything is laid out for them, and sometimes they're a little too advanced.
Mm-hmm. You know, Johnny, every group of performers has an ultimate goal. Opera singers try to reach the Met, of course. Violinists want to play Carnegie Hall. Actors dream about Broadway. What's the ultimate goal for a man who specializes in unusual voices and sounds?
Well, to tell you the truth, I've been doing this for so many years, I like it, but I have done a little production now and then, and I like the creative production.
I want to thank you very much, Johnny Coons, an unusual entertainer who, thankfully, for both kids and adults, never learn to sit still and not make a sound.
Thank you, Ted.
According to the legend he's carefully built up around himself, Dean Martin always sees all the colors of the rainbow. Pink elephants, little green men, purple spots before the eyes, and a flaming red nose right above where the drinks disappear. I don't believe it. But Dean's latest is Rainbows Are Back in Style, and he sounds happy.
Rainbows are getting back in style. There's sunshine everywhere, and learning how to smile. The only time it rains is to cool things for a while. But since I met you, rainbows are back in style. There's not a thing in the world that I'd rather do than just sit and stare at your face. You're so doggone pretty that you make the world a whole lot happier place. Life's worth living, love is your giving.
to that, Dino.
The following political announcement is paid for by Citizens for Humphrey Muskie.
Never before in our lives have we been so confronted with this reality. Spiro Agnew, Edmund Muskie. Who is your choice to be a heartbeat away from the presidency?
San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair.
I know I should have known.
Lasker Orchestra and Chorus, I Just Can't Get Over You. Hey, I wonder what's happening in the Mideast where fighting has broken out again. Let's find out on NBC News next. I'm Ted Steele for Monitor.
The more we hear, the more we learn, to keep well informed is a major concern. So listen for things that are happening on NBC. Help Smokey Bear, Smokey Bear. Smokey's a fire-preventing bear. Smokey says, won't you please, oh please, join the fight to protect our lovely dreams. Let's all learn the special ABCs of Smokey the fire-preventing bear. A.
Always hold matches till cold.
B.
Ensure you drown fires out with water.
C.
Crush all smokes dead out in an ashtray.
You may know a lot about your profession, sir, but let me tell you one thing. Don't come in here and tell me how to run this show.
Well, I don't try to, John, but every now and then you do need a little help. After all, you're...
Now, just one moment. If you don't like it on this show, you know the door. It works both ways. You can come in or you can go out. And I think at this point you should be going out. Sometimes the Long John Neville Show comes to you in livid color. This is Long John inviting you to join me midnights right here on WNBC Radio 66 New York.
World news, local news, sports news, business news, all the news. Weeknights 7 to 7:45 on WNBC Radio 66 New York.